I'm like, Lezer, my son, keep this halacha strong, like knock nails in it. In other words, make sure this is the way you should paskin. And Tosis speaks out that Rabbeinu Tam learns pshat here, v'noisnen aniyim kroivim yoisim rechoikim, v'chein ashirim kroivim yoisim yashirim rechoikim. In other words, we still make a difference according to how much money you own. If you the more you have, the more you have to pay. The less money you have, the less you have to pay. Just even in your category of being having this much money, you have to pay also according to how close you are to the city. Like if you're poor, so if you live close, you have to pay a certain amount. If you live far away, you have to pay less. If you're rich, you have to pay a certain amount. If you're closer, you have to pay this much. If you're far away, you pay a little bit less. So really, it's like both. We go both in the fosha, we go both the kiruv batim, and also according to how much money you have. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya Ramadi Shurat Rabbanan. When they went to build up the wall around the city, he made even the Rabbanan also chip in to pay for the wall to be put up. Omer Reshlokas, Reshlokas said back to Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, no. Rabbanan letzrichin et Yerusoi. The Rabbanan do not need a wall to watch them. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, Esperim mechoil yirbun. And those that mean to say, like, I'll tell them over from their more than the chol than the sin. Means Esperim leman. Who will I say it over? Elam, if you want to say, let tzadikim. We're talking about now about tzadikim. Then the fishim mechoilor, that there are more tzadikim than there is sin. That can't be. Hashto kuli yisrog sibu. By the whole Klaisel says about them, kechel asher asvas hayam. The whole Klaisel is just like the sand by the yam. So tzadikim atzma michel yirbun. Is it possible to say that the tzadikim themselves are more than all the sand? Elarada hokikama. This is what the pasuk means to say. Asaprim l'masem shetzadikim. Like I'll count the actions of the tzadikim. Mechel yirbun. They're even more than the sand. Because the meistim toivim that tzaddikim do is more than the sand is. And v'kal v'chayma, o ma'achil shemut, madach the sand, or the, that's less than the meistim of the tzaddikim. Still make an al-hayam, make a protect the ocean like it doesn't overflow, is ma'asayim shal tzaddikim shem rubin, the actions of the tzaddikim, the mitzvahs they do, which is much more, l'kol shchein shemaginim aleim. For sure their actions protect them. So in other words, the tzaddikim do not need a wall of the city to protect them. Their actions, their ma'asim alone protect them. So therefore, Shloka said, you should not put the taxes upon the Talmid Chachamim. And Kiyos Lekaimed Rabbi Yochanan, when they came in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Omer Rabbi Yochanan said back to Shloka, like, my time l'tem lemiho, how come you didn't say over from this posik? Have a better posik. Ani choyme v'shodai kemigdolois. I am like a wall, and my breasts are like a mid, like a tower. That means, Ani choyme zu Torah. That's the Torah. V'shodai kemigdolois. Elo tamid rachamim. These are the tamid rachamim. So Rashi says, Alma in tzrichim choyme. We see a tamid rachamim is like a migdol, is like a tower, that he protects himself. He does not need the wall to protect him. All right, a turnover. Gemara says, Rash Lakish, how come Rash Lakish didn't use this pasuk? Sovala he holds, Kedadarash Rav, he dashed this pasuk like Rav says, Ani choyme means the Knesset Yisrael, it's going upon the Knesset Yisrael. The Rashi says, Kulum shovelin yichoyme, for gerdim atzmon, milatame biyodik chavim, that they don't go after Avoy the Zorah. V'sodai kemigdolois, elo botik and I see yos abotim mitrashos. So it's not talking about special about a Talmud Chacham. He holds the Chol is talking about the whole Klal Yisrael. So therefore, Rish Lakish should not use this posik, but rather use the other posik before. Now the Gemara says, Rav Nachman ba Rav Chizda Roma Karga Rabbonin. He put taxes upon the Rabbonin. He made them pay taxes. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman ba Yitzchok. Over the Yeraisi, you know, you're over what it says in the Torah. Via the Nevi, what it says in the Neviim. Via the Ksuva, what it says in the Ksuvim. So the Yeraisa, what it says in the Torah, the Chesed Pasuk says, Af Choyviv Amim, Kol Kedoshim Biyadechom, they shall love your nation, and the Kedoshim should be in your hands. Is Oma Moshe Rafnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Afilu Bishor Shatu Mechaviv Amim, even at a time when you love other nations, Kol Kedoshim Biyadechom, all the Kedoshim should be in your hands. So Rashi says the mean, Shatam Chabavamim, Shatam Matziv Lehem Ponim Lahashlitin Abanecha. even at the times when you let like the Goyim rule over the Jews, but Kol Kedoshav shall Yisrob Yodecha Heim L'Shomram, that you Hashem should watch over the Tzadikim. In other words, the Tzadikim do not have to be watched by a wall, they do not have to pay taxes, but rather Kodesh Baruch himself is the one that watches the Tzadikim. Ve'im Tukul Raglecha, they should be watched by you. Tony Reb Yosef, Elo Tamid Chachomim, this goes on Tamid Chachomim, She Mekasasim Raglaim, it's like they cut their feet, that they work so hard with them, to go Me'ir Le'ir, or Medina L'Medina, Lil My Torah, that they travel from city to city, from Medina to Medina, to learn Torah. Is Yisim Medabra Secho, means Lisa Melita and Medibura Shalmakam, they should be able to learn Torah good, to be able to talk the words of Hashem. So Kopon, we see here from the Torah that the Tzaddikim of Kodesh Baruch himself watch, they do not have to pay the taxes. Now the Neviyah, where do we see this from the Neviyim? You'll see the Pasuk says, Gam ki yitnu bagoyim ato akapseim vayich lomat mimasa melech v'sorim. There's like even at the time when they're spread out by the Goyim, still it says, vayich lomat mimasa melech, that some of them will be freed from paying the taxes of the king. So ma'ula, Pasuk ze b'loshen armis nemar. This pasuk was said in armis, and itani kula. In other words, like explain it like this: itani kula. If all of them are learning ato akapsim, I will gather them together right now. V'miyat mehem. If only a few of them are learning, then you should know. Yichlo mimasa melech of Isarim. These few people, they'll be freed. In other words, the Talmid Chacham, the Rabbanan, they'll be freed from paying the taxes. Ad Iksubi, where does it say Iksuvim Dixiv? Says the Pasuk in Ezra, Minda Bol of Aholach Loisholit, that you should not put these type of taxes upon the Rabbanan. Lemirmar Aleihim, V'yom Rav Yehuda, Minda, what does that mean? Zu Menas HaMelech. That means that the tax the king puts upon you. Bolu Zu Kesav Gugulosa. That's the taxes everybody has to pay for his head. And V'holach Zu Anunya. That's another type of a taxes that they put upon the produce. So the kids, the Pasuk is saying, though, that the Talmid Chachamim, they should not have these taxes. So the kids, that's the raya from the Torah, from the Neviim, Niksuvim, that on a Talmud Chacham, you should not put taxes. Now the Gemara says, Rav Popo, Romi, Kriya, Chadato, Ayasmi, Rav Choma collected money even from the Yisraimim when they went to build new ditches to make for the water. The people that drink water, they used to collect money, so he collected money even from the Yisraimim. Oh, Malay Rav Sisa Bray, the Rav Idi, the Rav Popo, Vidil Malay Loi Midvil, how can you collect money from the Yisraimim? Maybe when you take this money and start to dig, you won't find water there. And if so, like, you had no right to collect the money. So Vishlam, if you take it from Gedolim, they're Meichel. But here that you took from Ketana, from Yisraimim, they're not Lav B'nei Mechilim Ninu. So how could you take the money from them? Oh, Melissa, Papa said back, listen, Mishkel Shakil Niminayu, sure, I take the money from them. E Midvil, Midvil, if I take a fine water, we'll keep the money. Viloy, if I do not find water, Mahadano Lo Nahalayu, will return the money back to them. Omer Rav Yehuda, Hakoil Liagla Gapo, everybody has to pay to build up the wall around the city. And Afilu Meyasmi, even from Yisraimim. Avo Rabbonin loitzrichin the terusai. But Rabbonin, they don't have to. They don't need the terus like we had before. The Rabbonin, their Torah, their Meis and Teifrim protects them. But Yisraimim, even Ketanim, like they also need the Netirah. They have to be protected, so they also have to chip in to be able to build the wall around the city. Then he says, Hakil l'kari yipsiyo, afilu m'rabbonin. If they're collecting money, though, in order to dig a ditch, to have water, so then even the Rabbanim also have to chip in. Like the Rabbanim, they need water, everybody needs water to drink from. So Mar says, though, V'loy Amon, this is only said, Elo d'loy nafke v'yachluza, that the Pshat is here, we're only collecting money. Not that they themselves have to go out and dig the well. Avo nafek v'yachluza, but if the Pshat is, and everybody has to go out themselves and help build, help dig, then Rabbanim lav b'nei mefek v'yachluza ninu. The Rabbanim are not in this parsha, they do not have to go out to dig. Now the Gemara says, Rebbe posach oitzrois v'shnei b'tzeris. There was years of b'tzeris, meaning there was a hunger. People didn't have what to eat. So Rebbe was very rich. He had a lot of warehouses of food. So he opened up his warehouses to give out people to eat. Omer, he said like this, Yichnu su bali mikra. Somebody that learns chumash, you can come in and take food. Bali mishnah, somebody learns mishnayis. And bali gemara, somebody learns gemara, they can come in and eat. Halacha, Bal Yagoda, if you learned Halacha, you learned Hagoda, you can come in. Avalam Yoritz, people that did not learn at all, the Amaratzim, Al Yichnesu, they should not come in, he did not want to feed them in the Shona Bitzoris. So the Mashor speaks out, even though the Halacha is that you're supposed to feed even the Goyim, like Mishram Darke Shalom, Al Stam Given Stokom. So how come here, Rebbe did not want to be Mefarnes? An Amoritz, a Jew, so he answered, the Pshat is a Tupshotim. One Pshat here was turning out of Shmishnei Betzeris. It was like a famine, it was a hunger. So therefore, the food that we give them, it would not be enough for the Tamid Chachamim. So therefore, Rebbe wanted to give out his food to the Tamid Chachamim. They should have what to eat. Because in a normal year, when everybody has, you only have a few aniyim, so he's supposed to give to them. But in this year, he had to give out the food he had to the Tamid Chachamim. Otherwise, there wouldn't be enough left for them. Another pshat he says is that the pshat is that b'shnei b'tzaris, if there's a hunger or famine, even people that have food, they're not supposed to act as if they're to feel good. They're also supposed to like starve themselves a little bit. Like b'mokim, the rabbim is b'tzar, you're also supposed to put yourself in b'tzar. Just you don't have to kill yourself, I mean you have a lot to eat, but you shouldn't eat to satisfy yourself, just eat to eat what you need. Therefore, Rebbe was afraid to give food to an Amoritz this year, because this year an Amoritz would not keep this halacha. They would eat whatever they have to fill themselves, to satisfy themselves. So therefore, in the year of Bitzeris, the year of hunger, he only wanted to give the people that learned Torah, because they will know how to eat this food. They will not like just eat to satisfy themselves, they will also have a little bit tzar also. So therefore, Rebbe did not want to give food to an Amoritz. So what happened was, Dochak Rebbe Yonasan ben Amram, he pushed himself in, v'nichnas, he came in to ask food from Rebbe. Omala Rebbe, so Rebbe said to him, Omala, he said like this, or Rebbe Yochanan ben Amram, Rebbe Panasani, Rebbe, please feed me. Omala, so Rebbe asked him, v'ni, Karisa, did you learn Chumash? Omala Lav, no. Shonis, did you learn Mishnayis? Omala Lav. Him came, he said, v'mayav senesecho, like how could I feed you? That was Rebbe Shita. If he thought he was an Amoritz, if you're an Amoritz, I can't feed you. Omalei, so he answered back, Panaseini kikelo b'karev, like, please give me food, I'm not worse than a dog, or like the raven. So Pshat is that they don't eat that much, but like, we'll only eat right now, just for what we need, not more. So Panasei, so Rebbe gave him to eat. Brosa the Norfolk, after he left, Yosa Rebbe v'kometztai, Rebbe felt bad. The Yerman, he said, Oili shinasati pitli amorat, like he felt bad, oivei, that I gave food to an amorat, like we spoke about before for the Mashor, and this year it wasn't right to give food to an amorat. Is omalofon of Rebbe Shimon bar Rebbe. So Rebbe Shimon bar Rebbe said to Rebbe, to his father, Shema Yonasan ben Amram tamidchuhu. You know that person that came in that he gave food, he wasn't the real Amoritz. He was your Talmud Yonasan ben Amram. And you know why he said he didn't learn? Shena Reitza Lehenes mikovet ha-Torah miyamav. He never wanted to receive any covet, any respect back from Torah. So that's why he didn't want to receive food because he learned Torah. That's why he said he didn't learn at all. And the Meister was Bodku, he checked into this, Fiyashka, and he found that that's the way it was. So I'm a Rebbe, now Rebbe said, Yichnusu Hakel, everybody should come in. In other words, since people are not going to tell me the truth, they're going to say they didn't learn, in order not to receive from the Torah, so maybe I can't ask them anymore, so therefore let everybody come in. But really he held that an Amoritz is not fitting to give food to in this year. And the Morris says, Rebbe Latam, Rebbe goes according to his own Tam. The Yama Rebbe says, Ein Peronius Bol Yerlom, punishment does not come down to this world, Ela Bishvil Amoritz, only because of the Amoritz. So the Morris says, how do you know it? Ki Yehu Domi, like this case, that Ki Yehu, like this case, to make Lilo the Shodiya Tveria, like the king put a tax upon the people in Tveria, they have to pay money for a crown. Also, Lekaim and the Rabbi, so the people in the town came to Rebbe, V'yomer lo, and they said to Rebbe, Leis v'rabbonan ba'adon, listen, let the Rabbonan in the city, Tverio, also chip in to pay this tax. Omer lo, the Rebbe said, no, you can't put the tax upon the Rabbonan. Omer lo, so they said, the Amoratzim said, Arukinun, listen, we'll run away then. Omer lo, the Rebbe told them, if you want to Aruko, run away. So Aruko pilginu, half of them ran away. So what happened was, the Leo Palga, the king took away half of the money, like whatever, as much as we're supposed to pay, the king says, okay now, you only have to pay half the amount. Also Hani Palga, but the other half that remained of the Amoratzim, they came kind of Rebbe in front of the Rebbe, they came in front of Rebbe. Omalei, they also complained to Rebbe to say, Leis for Rabbonim Badon, let the Rabbonim chip in and pay with us. for the half of the crown we have to pay for. Omal Huloi, Rabbi said again, no, I'm not going to make the Rabbanim paying this tax. Sarukinu, so they said, listen, we're going to run away also. Aruka, run away. Orko Kulu. So all the Amoratsim ran away from the city. Poshu Kaivis, there was only one washer left over. Shadu Akaivis, so the king said, listen, he has to pay the money for the crown. Or Akaivis, so the Kaivis also ran away. When he ran away, it comes out that there were no Amoratsim left in the city. Then Poka Kalila, the king took away the tax altogether from the crown. They did not have to pay any tax at all. So Amar Rabbi said, reason from here I see clearly, Shein Peroni is Bol Yerlom, Ela Bishvil Amoratz, like this Peronius, this punishment came to us that we're going to have to pay this extra tax only because of the Amoratzim. And now that they're not here, the tax went away. So that's Rebbe Shita. You have to watch out from the Amoratz. Okay, we'll stop here. You're holding that Ches Nomer Aleph towards the bottom for two dots. It's halfway from the big line. It's halfway down. We're a minute. We have a question. And the Mishnah says again, V'kama yehei b'ir v'yekian she'ir. How long do you have to live in the city that you're called like a person in the city that you're going to have to pay the tax, you'll have to chip in to buy the wall, to pay for the wall around the city? So Mishnah says you have to be there for 12 months. So when it says Rav Minu, I have a question like this. It says, Alochom, Hachamoris v'yagamalis, Hoivris v'mokom l'mokom. People that travel on the caravan, by the chamor, by the donkeys, by the camels, and they go from place to place. V'lino b'soichoi, and they stayed over in the city. And they did the chet of Avodah Zorah with the city. There's a shal of Ir Hanidachas, that the whole city worshipped Avodah Zorah. So locher is the whole city is supposed to kill out, and all what they own is also Asa B'Hanor. Here you have someone just staying overnight there, and they worshipped Avodah Zorah. So locher is Hain B'Skila, they get Skila, these people, but their money is free. We do not burn their money. In other words, they're not considered like part of the Anshe Ir Hanidachas. They're not part of the city. They're just like a regular yochid that did the chet of Avodah Zorah, so he gets a skila. What's going to be the nishtoye shom shloshim yoim? Let's say these people live there for 30 days, and then they're considered part of the city. And then, hein v'sayif, they get killed with sayif, like the anshe ir hanidachas, or mamayim avad, and all the money has to be destroyed. So, here you see, if you're just there for 30 days, you're considered part of the city. You have a loch of ir hanidachas. And now Mishnah says you have to live in the city for a year. So Marin says, Omar Rav Lekasha, I'll tell you, whole of Neimosa. Our Mishnah is talking about to become part of the city. There you have to live there for a complete year. Holy Yisuvei Mosa. Here, this last halacha is just to be a yishuv of the city. That's enough in 30 days. And the Mishnah says, Kedatanya, like we learned. Hamudur Hano Mayan Shair. If you make an issa not to have enjoyment from the people in the city, so Kol Shenishtoi Shom Shtei Mosa Chodesh Osa. Anybody that lived in this city for a year, for 12 months, you're also. And that's called Me'an Shair from the people of the city. What about if you made a neder like this? You said, you made an Issa Lehenes Mimenu. No, it said, Kol Shenishtar Shom Shtei Masa Chodesh also. Lehenes Mimenu. If they're living there for a year, it's also. Pochas Mikan, if they're living there less than a year, then Mutter, then you're allowed to have enjoyment from them. But what about if you make your neder and you say, Miyoshva Yair, I'm making myself also not to have enjoyment from the people sitting in the city, not from the Lashon of Me'an Shair, but Miyoshva Yair. Then the locher is Kol Shenishtoi Yishom, Shloishim Yoim also Lehenes Mimenu. As long as the person lived there for 30 days, he's called the Yoshva Yair. Pachas Mikan, if the person lived there less than 30 days, Mutal Lehenes Mimenu, you're allowed to have enjoyment from them. So that's the teretz. To be called the Yoshva Yir, it's enough 30 days. That's like by Anshi Yir. Hanidachas, the Pasuk says, Yoshva Yir. Mashaykh, and now Mishnah, when you're called a Yisuvei Masam, that's in a year. That takes you a year. Yeah. And the Pasuk says by Yir Nidachas, Yoshva Yir. So therefore, it's enough to be there just for 30 days. Now the Gemara is the question, Olocho Mili, Mi Binin Yud Beis Chodesh, full halakas like to pay taxes. You have to be living there for a year, for 12 months. But your Tanya, we learned like this. Anybody living in the city for 30 days, we make him chip in to pay for the Tamchui. Tamchui Rashi says that, we collect food to give to the Aniyim. If somebody lived in the city for 3 months already, then we collect money from him to give to the Kupa Shel Tzedakah.
that's even more money. Shisha, if someone lived in the city for 6 months, then Luxus, we take money from him to pay for the clothing for the poor people in the city. Tisha, if someone lived in the city for 9 months already, then Lekvura, then we take from him to collect from him when we go around to collect money to bury the poor people, which is even more expensive. Shnei Masar, if somebody lived in the city for 12 months, then Lepasu Yir, then we collect for the Pasu Yir. Pasu Yir, that means to collect to make the wall around the city to protect the city. It says in the side here, that's Pirish Kar She'etz, Lechazik Shari Yir. You collect wood to be Mechazik, the walls of the city. So then you'll have to live there for 12 months. But our Koponim, living there 1 month or 3 or 6 or 9 months, you have other halachas. Sakra Mishnah say mashma, that if you live less than 12 months, you have no chiyuvim at all. Here it's mashma, even less than 12 months, you do have to chip in to pay for certain things. So Gemara answers in Echanami. Omar Rabasi, Omar Rav Yechanan, ki tana nami masnisin. That's what it says in our Mishnah, Shnei Mosa Chodesh, that you only have to chip in if you're living there for 12 months. That's Lepasu Yir Tanan. That's only for this last halacha to have to collect to pay for the wood to make a strong shar, to make a strong fence around the wall, around the city. For that you have to live 12 months. But Enechanami, to pay for these other things, we collect from you even less than 12 months. Now the Yom Rabbas, Yom Rav Yechanan, Ha'akil Lepasu Yir Tanan. When we go to collect money to build up the wall, to strengthen the wall of the city, we have a right to collect from everybody. V'yafilu miyasmi, even from Yisraimim. In other words, something that the Yisraimim themselves have enjoyment from, we have a right to collect money from them. Avu Rabbanan loy, but the Rabbanan, from them we do not collect. The Rabbanan l'tzrichin et Jerusalem, we had Gemara before. The Rabbanan, they do not need to be watched by the walls of the city, they have their own watching. Amar Rapapa, l'shura, if you're collecting money now, l'shura Rashi says, l'tikun ha'chayim, if you're collecting money to fix up the wall around the city, l'pasho, Rashi says, in his parish, sho'hoylech svivos ir, they have a watchman that rides around the city to watch the city to see what we need, or l'trizno, or else Rashi says, that's shoymech lizayin, somebody that watches the armor of the city, the guns of the city. So these, if you collect the money for these people, afilu miyasmi, again, you have a right to collect money. Even from Yisraimim, you have a right to collect money. Because these people are going to help out. The Yisraimim will have hanor from it, therefore it's muta. Avo rabbonin, but to collect from the rabbonin, loy, you don't have to, you're not supposed to. Why? Because rabbonin letzrichin terusoy. Because the rabbonin do not have to be watched from the walls or from his watchmen. Klolo de milso, what comes out from this klal? That kol milso the yislu hanomine, anything that the Yisraimim themselves will have enjoyment from, like here you're collecting money to protect the city. If you have a better shame around the city, it'll protect the city better, so even the Yisraimim inside, the Ketanim, will have benefit from it. Therefore, afilu miyasmi, you have a right to collect the money even from Yisraimim. Now the Gemara says, Rabba Roma Tzedoka Yasmi. When Rabba went to collect money for Tzedoka, he collected even from the Yisraimim. Ayasme de Barmerian, from the assignment of this house of Bay Barmerian. Omalay Abayas, Abayas says back to Rabba, I bought Tony Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Ain't Poiskin Tzedok Ala Yisraimim. No, you're not supposed to take Tzedokah from Yisraimim. And we had before, it's only when they have enjoyment from it do we collect money, but not time to give away Tzedokah. And Afilu Lepidyon Shvuyin, even if you're collecting the money to redeem a person that was captured by the Goyim, we do not collect from Yisraimim. So how come here did Rabba collect stucco from the Yasmid of Eibar Marian? So Amalei Rabba answered back and said, true, but I know liyachashvinu kavidna. The reason why I did it was to make them chashiv, like I wanted them to feel like a chashiv a person. So maybe he didn't really force them. He just went to them, and if they wanted to give, he would accept from them in order to make them chashiv, to make them feel respectful. But really, you don't have to collect money for stucco from Yisrael. Now the Gemara says, if Rahurmiza, this lady was Ima de Shavah Malka, she was the mother of the king Shavah. Shadra Arnaka de Dinre Lekaimah de Rav Yosef. She sent a wallet full of money to Rav Yosef, and Omra, she said like this, Leheve le mitzvah Rabbah, I want you to take this to use it for a big mitzvah. So he accepted the money from this Goya, from the Shiksa, from the Goya. Says that question, even though later on we'll see in the Gemara, you're not supposed to accept stucco from a guy. So Tzai says, Oviv Yeshleim the Kiblo Mishum Shalom Alchus. She here, right here, Rav Yosef accepted it because of Shalom Alchus. Like if you don't accept